Right now at 8:40 on the ticket, we are going to call Ed Carter's sports hotline. This is... No, we don't have to do that. We just pick up the phone and call. This is, of course, the guy that we call from time to time who's got some red-hot sports opinions. He still does the old dial-up sports line.
We're sports break for Thursday, August 18th. In the year of our Republican-leaning, true conservative Lord, 2016, I'm Ed Carter. Well, them Olympics seem to be going down there in the land of bikini waxes and Kardashian butt lifts. It's on every night when I turn on the television. And I see where Usain Bolt retains his title as the fastest man alive as he went out there and won that 100-yard dash, which somehow we've let all the commies and libtards rebrand the 100-meter dash. I wish we'd get a good American to go in there and beat that Usain Bolt in the 100 yards with hard work and not all this flashy speed. A good American like Bill Bates.
Like 50 now.
A terrible race.
Hey, can we please get rid of the women events in the Olympics?
Wow.
I don't want to see a bunch of sorry-ass women who were too ugly to get a man, so they had to become an athlete, taking up valuable TV time away from the men's sports.
What an opinion.
Speaking of men's sports, we need to get rid of all the gay events in the Olympics.
Oh.
Like the dressage and swimming and rowing. Just show manly stuff like boxing, bows and arrows, running, and farting.
You lost steam there.
I hate to break it to you, Chief, but this Olympics is failed.
Oh. Wow.
About the only good thing about Rio is that big statue they got of our American Jesus that stands over that city with his arms spread wide as if saying, God, look at how many Mexicans they can fit in one bar in.
Oh, my gosh.
They're
what in the world?
Brazilians, I believe.
In women's collegiate dressage.
Weird.
Oh, he was going to give an update on it.
In political news, I see old postmenopausal Hillary seems bound and determined to stay in this race, despite the fact that she's probably only in the race to see if she can score a better grade of lesbian to get in the sack.
Oh.
Have we all forgotten what she's done? This is the same woman that deleted 35,000 emails to Osama bin Laden,
okay,
encouraging him to kill our American consulate to Afghanistan, the great Benghazi.
A little confused.
Now here we are on the brink of putting old crooked Hillary back in the White House. I said this from the very beginning. If we don't watch out, this suffrage movement's going to get out of hand.
Jeez.
You give the badge owners the right to vote.
God.
Next thing you know, they're going to want to be president.
Well,
ladies and gentlemen, this suffrage movement has gone too far.
These are strong opinions.
It's a known fact by science that is known. Hillary's ethics are as crooked as Bill's penis.
Oh, man.
That's why I'm going to vote for a true family values patriot, Donald Trump. Just watch him with Ivanka and you can see how much he really loves his family. He's the only candidate in this election that has balls.
Yeah, that is true.
the balls to tell it like it is and the balls to get a crew of Mexicans to build a wall around themselves. Now that's a patriot. Ladies and gentlemen of Ed Carter Sports Line audience, it's time to make America great again.
Oh, there it is.
I knew he'd be a Trump
sports
guy.
Break and a smart snap of the wrist salute. I'm Ed Carter.
Okay. There he is. The opinions are his own.